News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm going to spend a few minutes letting you know about a couple of volunteer opportunities. One sort of came out of nowhere at the end of last night's Bryan City Council meeting as City Councilman Ben Hardman was providing an update on the soon-to-open renovated Queen Theater in downtown Bryan.
Point out that the Downtown Bryan Association has announced the opening date for the Queen Theater to be May 4th, open to the public. That's the first Friday in May. And it'll be open basically that evening. We won't have a specific event. We will have some short videos showing, but it'll be a tour of the finished facility. Next thing I have is, are there any volunteers to help finish the facility? No show of hands. It will be a challenge, but we will get there.
Those comments from Bryan Councilman led to a response from Mayor Andrew Nelson and City Manager Keene Register.
Thank you, Councilman. And I don't know if it's not clear, Councilman Hardman is pretty much at the Queen, I think, day and night every single day, working his tail off to save the Queen, redo the Queen, live and breathe the Queen.
And undergoing severe injury in the meantime, falling off a ladder, and I think just this week he dropped a 2x6 on his eye, ended up back at the
doctor. Well, I wasn't going to highlight some of the blunders. I was just going to say.
Where most people would be discouraged, he continues to go back.
I just want to survive, King.
When we say all in favor, say aye, we weren't thinking about that, okay? Think about it. We do thank Councilman Hardman for his hard work, and I can tell you, my son has told me he might be able to get some community service hours in by helping you, and I would echo that request. I mean, he's joking, but he's really not joking. The way it was offered was a joke, but it's very serious. We need help, and as much as we appreciate it, it's a pity with everyone who's so busy that we can't find a little bit of help to give you to finish this thing up. You've done a tremendous job, Ben.
May I ask what kind of help?
Yeah, can you clarify what? Because you know there may be some people that help and you can't use their help. So
sometimes sweeping floors, cleaning up construction debris is one area. Some rather simple framing.
Oh yeah.
Installing insulation in some of the walls at the moment. If you can hang sheetrock, that's an option. Taping and floating sheetrock. And a month from now, we'll be hopefully at the point of painting on the interior. So,
you got your own tools, or you have to bring them?
We have most of the tools. We don't have taping and floating tools.
Well, earlier I mentioned when I was 14 years old, I worked for one of the people who spoke. When I was about 8, my dad had a painting business, and I used to go and do a lot of work on painting. So if you got some painting to do, you can personally call me when you get down to that painting, and I'll bring back the 8, 9-year-old child labor work that I used to do, and you can put me to work again.
Let me point out also, we had 160 theater seats donated by Premier Cinema, and Council Member Owens is in the process of cleaning the popcorn seeds and the Coke out of those theater seats. And he says they're looking good. So thank you.
And I'll echo that a lot of people have gotten us to this point. So we wouldn't have gotten here without so many people donating their time, their treasure, their talents. But we are trying to get to the finish line. And right now, at this very moment, we've got a very hardworking councilman doing that. We'd love to get him some support if you can.
Contact the Downtown Bryan Association. Let them know how you can help contribute towards finishing up the multi-year restoration of the historic Queen Theater. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.